And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Eric Hager is a member of the Friends of Parks and Recreation. On September 12th of this year, Eric was interviewed concerning the pressing need for a community swimming pool. Eric, true to his word, said he would keep our listeners updated on that subject. The last time you were in, I invited you to come back and share with us some updates on what's going on with some of the projects that are near and dear to your heart, and you took me up on that, and you came in, and you're going to update us on what's going on with the pool and the schools in general. So, Eric, take it away.
We basically have one local community pool, which is sort of community, sort of not. It's the one at the high school. We've got some problems with that pool. Number one, it's not deep enough for the water polo teams to practice on. They have to drive over the hill and go to CSM, you know, between 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. on school nights to practice, which is somewhat ridiculous. I heard a number. I think the school district spends somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 a year for CSM. To CSM for using their pools, which is, again, money that could be here at our local community in our school district. So we want to replace that pool, but it's not necessarily replacing it there. We might do it somewhere else. Sean, the new superintendent for the school district, has some fantastic ideas, and he's been really helpful on our side, thinking outside of the box. So, you know, there's ideas that have been thrown around, maybe putting a pool in at Kelly and Highway 1 at the district offices, which could be great because the community could use it during the day. And then in the afternoon, the school can use it for swim or water polo, which is, it would work. Plenty of parking and the whole bit down there. There's a bunch of ideas getting floated around. We're open to pretty much anything. But we don't actually have to replace the pool at the high school. We could be somewhere else local in the community. So what we are doing on our side is we're trying to restrict the burden of either the city or the school district itself by having to pay for all the ongoing maintenance and heating costs, which is expensive. And so we are raising money to create an endowment that we can invest and then kick off cash flow that will help cover the cost of the pool on an ongoing basis. So we're doing a bunch of these fundraising efforts, like the event coming up here at Sacrilege Brewing, the one that we're going to be doing in a month or two at Hop Dogma. And then we also have, like I said, donation boxes out. But here we are. It's year end. And, you know, this is a great time for any of you that have stocks that have gone way up that you want to donate. We can accept those. There's a bunch of things we can do here. But, you know, we're also accepting donation checks as well. So that can just be mailed to our P.O. box here in Half Moon Bay. It's P.O. box 151, Half Moon Bay, 94019.
And the checks would be made out to?
It's Friends of Half Moon Bay Parks and Rec. So Friends of, we are a 501c, so you will get a letter stating, you know, thank you for your donation, as well as it's a tax-deductible event for you. It's all the better. And then around town, there's a whole bunch of places that are helping us with these donation boxes. We've got Petite Boleyn. They've had one there for a while. We've got the UPS store, which is just here in Strawflower, Coldwell Banker on Main Street, Easy Mart right here at Highway 1 in Kelly. And then we've got Kibbles and Gifts. We've got Bike Works. They're fantastic. One of the big ones that has helped us, literally the first one, was Spangler's in El Granada, Spangler's Market. And they are fantastic. They've raised over $2,000 for us, and we're so appreciative of them. And since they opened the new Spangler's Deli over here, right by the high school, we had a donation box in there. And, I mean, they are excited about it. People are filling it up. So thank you so much for that. We also have a thing coming up here. It's really important. It's coming up at New Leaf, where they have something called the Enviro Tokens Voting, where when you bring your own shopping bags in, they give you tokens, and then you can vote for the charities that you like. And I think there's five or six charities on the donation box there. And so we are actually trying to get our name into one of those. So the big deal is between December 2nd and December 16th, You can go into New Leaf. Please go there and vote for Friends of Half Moon Bay Parks and Rec to be one of the donation buckets. We would really appreciate that. So December 2nd through the 16th, just go into New Leaf and vote for Friends of Half Moon Bay Parks and Rec. We fully appreciate that.
Now, we also talked before we started this interview about what's going on with the school district in general. And you said that there could be some confusion with people because of the parcel tax that was just renewed again. And you also mentioned the bond that was passed. And elaborate on that just a tad.
Last year we passed a bond. It was a capital bond that would go into infrastructure and building construction projects and such. The recent parcel tax that we renewed, you know, a new tax, that one covers ongoing day-to-day cost of running the school or the school district, but it's still a shortfall. But on the flip side, the bond that was passed is there to build infrastructure to the schools in the area. So if people see they're building classrooms, but they're firing teachers, they're two separate things, and not to confuse the two. They have money in the bond to build out classrooms. I think they're looking at Farallon View and El Granada Elementary first, because those schools are really old. And then, you know, we'd love to have our name in there for some of the help for the pool. So, but, you know, none of this is guaranteed, but we're working on everything we can on our side to help reduce the burden on the ongoing basis for the school district and the city so that we can help come in and cover some of the ongoing maintenance.
Well, I know that this has been a passion of yours, and we thank you for that, because somebody has to go forth and spearhead the whole thing. And as you say, there's certainly a need when it comes to the swimming pool aspect of where we are now. And the fact that it's, you know, or could be, I don't know, but we could be the only high school in San Mateo County not to have a swimming pool that would accommodate its own sports events, and having to, you know, go hither and yon to do all these things. So thank you for taking up that burden and that challenge and carrying the torch, as it were. If somebody hears this interview and wants to learn more, is there some place that they can go to get more information? Either, do you have a website, any informational source?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, we're actually excited. We do have a website. It's hmbparks.org. So for halfmoonbayparks.org. So hmbparks.org. And we're actually in the process now of really ramping up that website and making it much more user-friendly and exciting. You can email me directly at hmbpoolreplacement@gmail.com, hmbpoolreplacement@gmail.com. That's pretty easy. And, you know, what do we get out of this in the end? Well, there's a bunch of things. One, if we have a community pool, everybody's telling us, yes, we need this. I want this. Can you get this in? So if we have a community pool, you've got a place for the community to collect at. You can think in a broad scale of birthday parties and all kinds of crazy stuff can go on there. You can do physical therapy for the seniors want that, because there's no pain on your joints while you're swimming. So that's a nice thing. The school can use it for swim team and water polo. Maverick swim team is looking for a better facility to use. I mean, the list just goes on and on here. And then think of it like this. If we have a really nice community pool, property values go up. So it's kind of a win-win-win-win. I think there's that many in there. Anyway, we're excited about it. Super excited about it, and thank you for having me in so that we can share the excitement of what's going on.
Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll look forward to more updates as we continue our quest for the pool.
Absolutely.
Eric Harger of the Friends of Parks and Recreation with updates on the quest to establish a community swimming pool facility. To learn more about the project and how you can get involved, even make a donation, visit hmbparks.org. All our feature stories are archived, so you can go to khmbradio.com and under Archive Podcasts, click on 2019, then Feature Stories, and listen on demand to the original September 12th interview. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. If you were fond of the 60s, you will want to take a ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer as we return to the year 1966, courtesy of your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Hi, this is Emma. Some of my days at HMB Media are spent glued to a computer, editing a client's videos, or planning their social media. Occasionally, my creative side can get a little stuck. Luckily, we are right next door to Granola's Coffee House, so I can wander across and get something to give me the boost to keep me going. Their variety is just what someone like me needs, so that I can mix it up. With their black coffees to lattes to smoothies to bagel sandwiches and even breakfast cookies, they've always got me covered. And they're located right next to the Yellow House and BK Motors. Granola's Coffee House is open Tuesday to Thursday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., Friday to Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and are closed on Mondays. Treat yourself to a great cup of coffee at Granola's Coffee House on Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.